USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Closing out their case, House Democrats warned in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial that the president will persist in abusing his power and endangering American democracy unless Congress intervenes to remove him before the 2020 election. As the Democrats finished their third day before skeptical Republican senators, Trump's legal team prepared to start his defense this weekend. Trump said in a tweet, "Looks like my lawyers will be forced to start on Saturday, which is called Death Valley on television and is unfair." Trump's main attorney, Jay Sekulow, said, "We're going to put on an affirmative case starting tomorrow." Republicans are defending Trump's actions as appropriate and casting the impeachment trial as politically motivated to weaken him in his reelection campaign. The Republicans hold a 53-47 majority in the Senate, and his eventual acquittal is considered likely. This is USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
E-commerce now has an increasing amount of fake merchandise, and private companies in the United States must do more to address the problem, according to Trump administration officials. An action plan was released by the Department of Homeland Security, and it says the government will apply increased scrutiny of e-commerce, including the third-party sellers who sell their goods on major online sites, as well as shippers and operators of the warehouse where the merchandise is stored. It calls on e-commerce companies to strengthen protection for consumers by more thoroughly screening third-party sellers who use their sites. Healthcare companies led a broad slide across U.S. stocks as increased fears over the spread of the deadly outbreak of the coronavirus has rattled the markets. The S&P 500 had its worst day since early October. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 170 points to 28,989, and the NASDAQ lost 87.5 points to 93,14. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A Canadian-born rock superstar has now become a United States citizen. For more on that story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Neil Young making the announcement on his website as he'd been trying for months to obtain dual citizenship, explaining to his fans the process was delayed because of the good moral character provision in the immigration application, as Young admitted to smoking marijuana. On Wednesday, Young and his wife, actress Daryl Hannah, obtained his naturalization documents in L.A., celebrating in an Instagram video singing, "I'm proud to be a Canadian, half American." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thousands of protesters continue to gather in central Baghdad to demand that American troops leave the country as anti-U.S. feelings run high following the drone strike ordered by President Donald Trump 3 weeks ago that killed a top Iranian general. It was being called the Million Man March, with crowds stretching for miles in every direction. The attack had already triggered angry demonstrations previously that spilled over into attacks against the United States Embassy in Baghdad that triggered the deployment of more U.S. troops to protect American citizens and their interests. U.S. officials have halted all counter-ISIS operations for the roughly 5,000 American troops who have worked closely with Iraqi counterparts. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.